From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has approved a wider role for the U.S. military in Afghanistan to help local forces combat the Taliban. The new plan will allow for increased airstrikes against the Taliban when necessary and gives U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan forces. The plan does not involve U.S. ground troops. All this comes 6 months before the 9,800 troops in Afghanistan would be reduced to 5,500, a move Obama wants to see happen by 2017. Authorities in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province say a powerful bomb explosion at a mosque during a prayer service killed at least four people, including the prayer leader. Dozens more were wounded. The death toll is expected to rise as many people were seriously wounded. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the deadly bombing on Friday. Militants from the Islamic State group and Taliban figures from both Pakistan from both bases have been in the area. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the Afghan Interior Ministry, Sadiq Siddiqui, confirmed to VOA that an Indian woman working for an international aid group has been abducted in Kabul. A Hindu monastery worker in Bangladesh was hacked to death early Friday in what local police believe is the latest in a string of brutal attacks against religious minorities throughout the country. Though no group has yet taken responsibility for the killing, local police say it bears the marks of similar attacks carried out by Islamist militants. More than 40 people have been killed in similar attacks over the past 3 years, and the violence has escalated in the past few months. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. U.S. President Barack Obama has formally endorsed Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton after meeting with her rival Bernie Sanders of Vermont on Thursday in a bid to unite the party and defeat Republican nominee Donald Trump. Clinton received another key endorsement late Thursday from Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Warren was the only female Democratic senator who had not thrown her support behind Clinton, but did so in an interview on the news network MSNBC on Thursday.
I'm ready. I am ready to get in this fight and work my heart out for Hillary Clinton to become the next president of the United States and to make sure that Donald Trump never gets any place close to the White House.
White House officials said Obama will campaign with Clinton for the first time during an appearance in Wisconsin next week. In a traditional ceremony of remembrance called a janazah, Muslims from every continent gathered to pay final tribute to boxing great Muhammad Ali, a man they called fearless for his willingness to embrace and champion their religion, even when it wasn't easy.
Shia, Sunni, Salafi, Sufi. If there is one person who could transcend the diversity of Islam's major schools of thought and bring representatives together under one roof in Kentucky, his name is Muhammad Ali. During Thursday's janazah, a Muslim funeral service in Ali's hometown of Louisville, thousands of mourners paid final tribute to a man they championed for championing them.
Because of him, I think we stood a little taller and we held our head a little higher, that he gave us pride in ourselves because he was such a strong advocate for who we are as American Muslims.
In their struggle against racial and religious discrimination, Muslim Americans have long embraced Ali as one of their own and as proof of the great contributions of Muslims to society. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, Louisville, Kentucky.
Australian and Malaysian investigators are eager to examine what may be debris from Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 that went missing en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing 2 years ago. Australia's Transport Safety Bureau is examining an apparent plane part found this week on Kangaroo Island off the nation's southern coast. Australian oceanographer Joachim Kampf speculated that it's possible parts from the missing plane drifted all the way to Australia.
There is a possibility because it's sort of consistent with the drift pathways of currents in the southern Indian Ocean. The timescale of 2 years is just right. It could happen during that timescale.
The Malaysian aircraft carried 239 passengers and crew when it disappeared in March of 2014. Wreckage that may be from the doomed flight also recently washed ashore in Madagascar. There, part of an airplane seat and a cover panel from a wing had been recovered. Officials believe the flight crashed at sea. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.